This is a production of Cornell University.
April 20, 2009 CPIC meeting.
We'll bring this meeting to order at 5:37. Thanks everyone for coming and thanks for your patience. Sorry, we were having some technical difficulties. Another technical difficulty is that this entire packet is wrong. So we'll just be good citizens and recycle the paper, right? But we don't use anything from that. So I have all the documents. The ones that you got over email, those are correct. But there was just a little bit of confusion in getting copies made. So do not reference these. If you printed your own from my email, reference those or reference the screen, please. So welcome to everyone to our last meeting of the year. Outgoing members, thanks for coming. We've got some business to cover. Incoming members, thanks also for coming. We'll have elections at the end of the meeting. But I think it's great that everyone's here, even here at the beginning, because we'll be going over the charter, which you will be using next year. So welcome to everyone, and we'll go ahead and move right into open forum. This is a time for you to bring up business that's not on the agenda. Questions?
The faculty senate voted on the calendar changes that are just recommended to the calendar, specifically to take the Labor Day off. And they're also charged, even I brought the resolution for us to look at also taking the Wednesday for Thanksgiving off, so it actually be a day that's half. But that's their business as well.
But their first choice is Labor Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I think the first choice is
taking
hold.
All right, thanks, Preston.
You already know that in the fall there will be bylines or executive settings, features, et cetera, and the application for those were originally due with this coming Monday. However, we changed the application structure in accordance with the June assembly, so at this point, we only ask for financial funding organizations that they send a letter of intent or they say how much money they intend to get and have to submit a petition if they're a new group. And then they will have to complete their application package only on December 11th so that organizations have to summer their and I just want to let you know.
Thank you. Any other items for open forum? Kate?
So, thank you to everybody. Grad ball was a passion of success.
Thank you.
Yay. And I have lots and lots and lots of people to thank, and especially my committee. Both of them are here tonight. And Amy and I and other folks who work on some of the more budget things, vendor items.
Or already have suggestions for next year,
let us know. But yeah, I think
that
it was a real fun
night for the community.
And
I'm so glad you guys could do it.
This
was
straight.
That's what I hope it was good, right?
Yeah, it was great. But speaking of the straight, so whoever gets elected to events chair is going to have to start looking at venues like now. If you want the straight, book it tomorrow. All right, any other comments? I'm serious. That's okay.
But any type of marine roller tomorrow, I'm like, it goes bad.
All right, so any other items for open forum? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business, approval of the minutes. So again, the minutes in here are not the correct minutes. The minutes that you are looking at, hopefully you looked at them in the email attachment, but they were from last meeting in March. We can give this a couple of minutes, perhaps. Thank you. If I'm going too quickly, let me know.
Under part five?
Hold on just a second. We haven't gotten to part five in the skimming process. All in favor, please raise your placards. This would be old or outgoing members. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 in favor. Any opposed? None opposed. One abstention. Minutes passed. Thank you. Next item, executive update. So I'll begin. I have just a couple of things, actually. The University Assembly recently formed a University Assembly Sustainability Committee, and we appointed a graduate student to serve on that committee, and he recently contacted the exec to see if there were any issues graduate students wanted him to bring forward. So the committee is brand new. It's kind of exploratory right now, and he will be serving through next year. And so if you have any issues, you can bring them up now. Otherwise, I can reference you after the meeting. You can speak with me about that or about passing on your ideas to him. He's actually a student in my department, so I know him well, and I can put you guys in touch. But are there any ideas that come to the front of your mind? Again, a very open-ended sustainability is a broad word. It doesn't have an exact definition. Mike?
Looking at what we as students and our student organizations do, and how to see what our student organizations are.
Okay. In what way?
I think one example will be Club Day.
So in terms of, like, money that we spend? Or how it's spent? Or waste?
So just decisions that are made.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Erica.
Recycling standards and
any other ideas? Okay, well that's a good start. And again, just contact me if you have other ideas you want to filter on. His name is Fred Cowett. I don't remember his net ID off the top of my head. But you could look him up. C-O-W-E-T-T. The other idea, or the other thing that I want to bring up, Susan Murphy contacted me, and in the next couple of months, she and David Harris, they've been asked by Provost Fox to put together a student enrollment task force specifically to look at the impact, positive or negative, of a potential increase in enrollment both at the undergraduate level and the graduate level. And in the graduate level, it's mostly in terms of master's students. But nonetheless, they're looking for a graduate student representative to serve on this task force. They'd be meeting probably every couple of weeks in the next 2 months, maybe throughout the summer, but their initial goal is to try to get the report out by July 1. So it's a really quick task force, but if there's any interest, I'll take down names, or you can send me an email. Some other little tidbits. So possibly working throughout the summer, maybe into the beginning of the fall, but again, they want to have their initial report submitted by July 1. And so they're looking for somebody who could possibly meet or at least have conference calls in the summer, or at least in the next couple of months. So if you have interest, think that over. Send me an email if you're interested. Okay? And with that, I'm done.
Maria. Two quick things. One, they're both follow-ups to resolutions that we have. The first one is the LGBT resolution. We got a response from the president, and the information is kind of already... well, they took our resolution, and they're already acting on it, and Dean Ken Hubble is here as well. I'm part of the committee with Dean Hubble and others to hire an LGBT Resource Center director, and that was one of the, I think, the general asks, I think, that we had. The other was that students, the groups might be able to, if they so chose to come under the LGBT Resource Center. And the third was to work with development staff to find more resources for the center. And all of that is taking place. So we're very thankful that that the administration listened and that they're moving on that. The second is the communication resolution. As I mentioned at the last meeting, the graduate school is gracious enough to help us communicate once a month with students. It's probably not going to take place, obviously, now until next year, but we're working on guidelines, and I'm here for at least another month past graduation, so I'm going to make sure that that's set in place so that the next EBP is able to start on month one of their term.
Good. Great.
Very quickly, wanted to one last time thank everybody here who served on university committees over the past year. I've been in touch with a lot of you lately, committee reports and discussion days, so thank you. And to next year, simply, I'd like to just put in a plug for community service. Here, I think just about everybody in this year's group is able to serve on at least one committee. And I encourage you next year to be the same. So, if you have any questions about committee or anything, let me know. Thank you.
Okay, great. So, we'll move on to committee updates. And we'll start with Brian, student advocacy.
So, three things. First is something I forgot to mention the last four, but a few weeks ago, myself, Nighthawk, and Jay, one of the advocacy members, we met with patients. Unfortunately, dinner plans and everything went afoul because of the DJF not happening, but finally got to dinner. Basically, what that meeting consisted of was the GPSA informing stages of what we've done this past year, so those resolutions and the big ones, the changes in the funding as well as the charter, and informed them about next year's ID Summit, and they are willing to help us any way they can. Second item is about the town hall results. So, there's a question from the floor, or the town hall, I can't remember. I thank God, everyone, the responses we got from the town hall. Also, that went out to the appropriate administrative offices, and they've been really, really nice. They've taken up comments, and I'm really trying to get feedback on all of them. So, I've heard back from Gannett about the healthcare issues. I've heard back from the transportation office. And regarding campus like research and teaching resources, advocacy has a meeting with the Cornell librarians next week, I believe. So we have that meeting. The only one I haven't heard from is housing. So we may have to follow up. Basically, what I'll do is I'll white label those again, and that will go out to student advocacy for next year, and actually some cases for things to work on next year. Finally, there will be one more student advocacy committee meeting in May, so if you are interested in joining student advocacy for next year, I would encourage you to come, but that's why we'll set up what next year's committee will be.
Any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, move on to GPSA FC.
I just have one announcement. The GPSA FC, the Finance Commission, for those of you that might be new to the assembly, will be having its last meeting, last official function of the year, this Saturday. And that meeting is where we allocate the funds for the, if you're a student group and you're applying for funding, that's your annual budget application where you apply for most of your funding for the entire year. And so there's 167 of those that have been submitted, and we'll be sitting down one afternoon and going over 167 applications together. And there is plenty of good food provided. We will take any requests that you have. I would like people to come and help volunteer. It's a great way to learn about where a substantial portion of the student activity fee is going. It says in our charter that at least 35% of the student activity fee each year has to be allocated to the GPSA FC, and those funds are allocated from there to many different student organizations. We have over 200 student organizations that apply to us, 167 that we'll be funding this Saturday. So please, I'll send an email out to all of you, or you can just, you know, you can send me an email, dte6@cornell.edu. But please, if you have a few hours to spare this Saturday, we'll be meeting from 12 to 5, but we could use your help for any portion of that, and no matter what portion you come for, you get food. So, anyone questions?
Sure. Is this for the 797 transfer?
Yeah. We'll, go ahead.
So when the another deadline runs, April 17th, but if we choose to, can we apply any time during this year, or do we, and how often do you guys need to apply for funds one time per year?
This, the 167 applications we're looking at, that we'll be allocating money for next school year, but so if you would have had to apply already, if your group wanted to be allocated funds for next year before next year starts. So if you want to do, you know, like a welcome barbecue, if your organization want to do a welcome barbecue the second day of the academic year, then you have to have funding ahead of time. However, the GPSAFC will have its first meeting of next year in September. And so any group can apply at any time throughout the year. Like, you could, a group could have submitted an annual budget application for this academic year up to April 3rd of this academic year. So you can still apply for funds any time throughout the year, and you can also apply for what's called a special project request, which is for like a one-time event. And so, yeah, groups can apply for money whenever they want, but if they want it before next year starts, they have to apply for it. And that's what we're funding. So please help out. Just think about it. I'll send you all an email.
Good. Any comments, further comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move right into the meat of the matter. So I've decided to take some executive privileges here, and I've devised some rules in my head, which I will communicate to you now. We will be voting on amendments to the document and on R9 itself. We will not be voting on the individual documents, only on amendments to those documents. If you have an amendment to bring, we'll go document by document. I'll name which document we're talking about, and at that time you can bring up an amendment. Please indicate to me, the chairperson, if you would like to speak. I will give you 1 minute to speak. If there's any sort of rebuttal, you will have 1 minute to present your rebuttal. And if there's some sort of follow-up, you have 30 seconds to give your follow-up. And then the rebuttal person can give 30 seconds for their follow-up, and then that's it on that amendment. We've been talking about these documents a lot. Okay? And then we'll vote on the amendment, and we'll move on to the next amendment. Okay? And again, please indicate to me if you would like to speak, and don't indicate to the person speaking that you would like to speak after them, indicate to me, please. Okay? That way everybody gets their chance to speak, we keep things efficient, and we don't have arguments going on. All right? We will start with the charter document itself. Are there any amendments to bring up? Mario?
Okay, so if you go to section, let me scroll up really quick. 6.04, And if you go to G, point number two, this was an issue that was discussed the last time in conjunction under both the advocacy committee and the events committee. There was mention of an event. Under the event, there was the grad ball was listed, and on the for advocacy, the town hall meeting was listed. I think that at the past meeting, there was an agreement to remove the grad ball. I would like to propose a charter amendment to erase the I under G. Reason being is that this is an event. Oh, two, I'm sorry. Two, reason being is that this is an event, and this is a foundational document, not to minimize the importance of the event, but I don't think that any event should be listed on our charter. And in addition, the event is listed in the bylaws, is my understanding. So,
okay. Okay. Is there any other comment on that?
My only comment is that I'd like to hear the advocacy committee position.
Okay.
If there are members, if Brian was an overseer.
Anyone have a problem? I will not have a problem if that is removed on the condition that the grad ball is removed.
Grad ball,
grad ball.
Then,
Stretson? Okay, great. Friendly amendment, done. Anything else for the charter? Seeing none. Careful of the cord. Everybody, safety first. Careful. All right. Next document will be the bylaws. Are there any amendments for the bylaws? Going once, going twice? Okay. We move on then to... what do we want to do next? The eligibility or the other one? The byline and allocation for people?
Eligibility
first? Okay. The next document is the GPSA eligibility criteria and obligations of byline funded organizations. So there were several documents to come out from the charter. We divided the charter into four documents. And these next two, this one and the next, are regarding byline funding. Anything to bring up? Any amendments? Preston?
Someone highlighted the changes that were made from the operations so that everyone is aware of what was discussed behind the charter.
Anybody want to talk about that?
I can do it. I'm trying to be So a couple of things that were added were to clarify the petition procedure for organizations who are new to applying for funds. The point of contention that was still debated, that if nobody brings it up, I'll bring it up as an amendment, but not yet, is the difference in percentage for petitioning between two organizations, the 10 and 15%, and that there can be an exception made to the petition process in the spring before the byline allocation procedure. So things such as insurance wanted to come forward rather than having them petition that they could do that. Other ones than that, a lot of it was organization and clarification from what was currently there in Appendix A.
10 seconds.
Anything other than that, I don't think there are any other changes.
So essentially, it's just procedures for byline funded organizations. Those who want to receive byline funding, who have never received it before, and those who have been receiving it before. Appendix A is still part of it, so there is still a section that will kind of delineate more specific things for each byline funded organization. Any amendments?
I'd like to propose under section 2.02 that petitions and signatures of graduate students be 10%, and that that also be reflected in section 2.04, that that be A, be 10% as well. You have to vote that.
Okay. Oh, so you're just increase? Yeah.
I'll second that.
So that F here would be 10% instead of 15, and then if you just go down a little bit, it would show here that that would be 10%. And I just want to bring this up for discussion because there was a lot of discussion back and forth based on the process that CLOSE went through. They were able to get 12.5% of the graduate student population, and they went everywhere, and there were some people that believed that 15% was far too much for petitioners.
Nigel?
I know that the chair of the funding policy committee emailed his committee to consult them on this matter, and so I was wondering if maybe we could hear if there's any results from what the funding policy committee thought about this.
Aaron?
So I have not received feedback on the email that I sent last week, but when we first discussed this, it was that the committee agreed that it was a good thing to have to check where organizations have to go to the student body. However, that did not reflect the information or the admission that potentially is a 15% requirement from possible. So I have heard from the committee, and based on those reports, I personally do no longer feel strongly about it. I believe that it should be 15%, but if people think that may be infringement is too harsh, then I can not approve the change.
Okay, so we have an amendment on the table to change section 2.02F1 to 10%, and to further reflect that amendment in section 2.04. So, do we have a second for the amendment? Mario seconded? Okay, do we have a vote? All in favor of the amendment to change 15% to 10%, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in favor. Any opposed? 2 opposed? 3, 4 opposed. 10, 4. And abstentions? 3 abstentions. We need a majority, correct? Yeah. Amendments needed.
An amendment on the
An amendment does not.
The way it was written in the charter for amending the happiness.
But we're not amending the charter, we're amending what we propose as a charter. So we're just, this isn't, because we never approved it as a charter.
Not yet.
I mean, we haven't approved this document of anything, so we're just amending something on the table.
Okay. So it's just majority, right?
Yes.
So majority passes. So this would be 10%. 10%. Okay. Any other amendments to this document? I'd like to just propose something, which I brought up in an email to a few people, mostly just to put the question on the table as to feasibility. Section 5D 3. For accounting and reporting purposes, the graduate and professional student activity fee money shall be held in a separate university account. I'm just wondering the feasibility of that. Do byline funded groups do that right now? Do we know?
I expect that they've been there before.
Okay. Do you have any idea? Do you know whether byline funded groups hold their activity fee money in a separate account?
I don't know.
the units are when you get here, but not.
My position on that is that the Office of Assembly helps us out a lot in managing these funds. I mean, you and I don't really, like, we were told by the Office of Assembly what the funds are. We don't really manage the funds. And so, I mean, I guess you could leave it there if that's the precedent, but I don't think you need to say that because the Office of Assembly should manage it however it's best to manage it, is what I think.
Okay.
I think that this refers to student organizations, meaning finance funded organizations, which probably have a huge, may have a big budget. I don't think it's asking too much of the multiple accounts. And if there ever is a question, this will make it much, much easier to investigate.
I would also propose to leave this in here because of being able to track how the FWC money is spent. So if you look at some place like athletics, trying to see where they spent our money or whatnot would be very difficult otherwise. And if it works like a department or even a research group, right, we all have different billing accounts that things will come out of. And I don't think that that's an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, but I also figure that for something like athletics that has a massive budget, they're probably not really keeping track of where our measly funds go to.
Probably true.
So I'm not proposing an amendment because I'm trying to say I'm biased, but I just wanted to put that out there. If there are no further comments.
Kate, did you have something?
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Section 8,
can you
find
any security section?
I just
wanted
to clarify.
Wait.
For the bylaws?
Oh, we went through the bylaws. Or we did both. We could go back. We could. Okay. We can talk about it. Let's get through this one. We'll go back because there were no other comments on bylaws, so we went through it pretty quickly. Any other comments on the eligibility documents, eligibility criteria? Okay, seeing none. Then we'll go back to bylaws. And you said section 3. Any other document or any other amendments to the discussion topic for the bylaw? Okay. Oh, sorry. So bylaws kind of say what we do and how we do it, and the charter says who we are and why we are. Does that sound good? I just made that up.
You're a jerk.
right, sorry, Laz's argument, right? Okay. Whatever it is. The allocation procedures. Any discussion, amendments? Yeah, so I was going to bring that up if nobody wants it. Okay, one thing that I would like to just bring up here. Voting procedures, 4.01. We define pretty well, you know, how we tally the votes. But I don't think it's, after reviewing the document, I don't think it's very clear about how a two-thirds vote is needed to approve the charter. Or approve the procedures for the byline funding or whatever they are.
Can I just make it bigger so that...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. Any comments on that? Amy?
This is something I just thought of here. Majority, we still have to vote on a majority when putting somebody onto the final allocation, correct? Because there are majority and two-thirds votes that happen in this. So were you saying that you wanted to define this one clearly for each one?
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
So what are you proposing to change?
I'm proposing, I guess, to make it clear that how many votes is required to pass the activity fee. Sorry, I didn't make that clear in my first statement.
Okay, so that is up under section 3.9, whereas this is talking about how to count yeses and noes for the majority and two-thirds votes that happen throughout the voting process.
Okay, then there I would propose that it say two-thirds vote by the seated voting members. So, in my mind, you accepted this as a friendly amendment. In my mind, the reason why I'm bringing this up, even though I'm not very articulate tonight, is, I mean, aside from voting on the charter documents, I feel like voting on the activity fee is one of the most important things that we do, because the charter reflects how we go about doing things, and we do things for the entire student body, so we should be at a pretty substantial agreement in order to change the charter. Likewise, with the activity fee, we're deciding the activity fee for the entire graduate and professional student body, so I feel like we need to be pretty substantially in agreement on that final activity fee. And so the two-thirds of seated voting members, not two-thirds of the members present, you know, certainly not a majority, but two-thirds of all voting members next year, all 19.
I would also like to propose that we remove the section 4.01, because then it conflicts with seated.
4.01? So what is
because
your...
Voting members who are... So, the second sentence says, voting members who either are absent or abstained and not count as part of the total vote in calculating a majority or two-thirds vote. That then contradicts what we just put up above.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they just say do count.
So then move on.
Yeah,
that, so then that wouldn't make sense, because in the majority votes, right, this is do not count as a majority of the votes. In the majority vote, the people who are absent...
Majority vote is based on quorum.
Yeah, but then if we're just taking up not, then that's not. That doesn't reflect that.
Right.
I think we could ask the whole sentence because that's consistent with Robert's Rules of Order and the Charter that says we govern. I mean, that sentence there.
Section 4.02?
Well, 4.01, the second sentence.
Oh.
It's consistent with Robert's Rules of Order, and we've defined how we want that, maybe that exception inserted previously,
mm-hmm.
Section 3.9. So we can just remove it from the consistent with Robert's Rules of Order.
I would accept removing it from the end.
Question? Mike, comment?
Filing allocation procedures. So, section 9, right above that, or subsection 9?
Yep.
So you can say up the allocation, then we require 2-3 votes in the entire.
Then you start talking about TOR or the non-voting members as well.
Oh, so you changed that already?
Yeah, I changed it.
Oh, okay.
It was. Yep.
My bad.
Sorry.
Could we then, accept the amendment just to take out section 4.01 and some other things?
Move everything up? Yeah.
It's not going to mess up formatting.
No, just delete it.
All right. Good. So happy? Any other amendments, talking points? Okay, seeing none, we will go to a vote of Resolution 9. Second, can I have a vote? Please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Awesome. All right. Oh, sorry. Any opposed? And any abstentions? All right. Good. That's it. Excellent. Okay, so now we will move on to new business and the approval of the 2009-2010 GPSA calendar, which you should have picked up here at the front. Hopefully, did anybody not pick one up? That's all passing around with you. Just pass them around. That way. Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to amend this to reflect what we just passed in the charter, where it reflects discussion meeting schedule, the 7 meetings in September, and business meeting schedule, instead of council and GPSA.
Second.
All right. All in favor, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 in favor. Any opposed? Abstentions? Okay. All right. So that is done. Oh, that's blank. Okay.
Oh, we have to do it further in the charter.
Oh, really?
No, January meeting. So remove council and remove GPSA.
All right. Sorry, Brian.
Question.
Yes.
Why is there no August? Was that an issue? If I remember correctly, last year that was an issue that there was nothing in August.
That's because of the way the class schedule started. So when did class
start? On August 27th.
Okay.
And then the following Monday is Labor Day.
Oh, okay. Which we, I guess, get off. Ben.
So what is the regular meeting versus the organizational meeting? At the bottom? I don't know what that means.
Regular meetings is what's here. Organizational meetings is...
I've never known what that meant.
It's always been on there?
Yeah.
Organizational meetings is any...
Thought maybe you went somewhere afterwards.
Where it's not like a formal, you can't pass any business at that time. But some of the committees met at that time. You know, exec could meet at that time, whatever. Mario?
I would actually think that we can delete that because, I mean, not all meetings are held that way and or during those times. I just think it's more flexibility if you don't have that.
Second.
All right. In favor, just say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Because
aye. All right. Delete. And any other amendments to the calendar? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Second.
And in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Point of information before we finish.
Okay.
September 7th is actually Labor Day next fall.
They're not going to submit the calendar.
Okay.
They don't know when they're going to.
Okay. It is.
Yeah, it's late then.
Oh.
Monday.
I don't have a calendar that goes that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I could bring one up online.
It is Labor Day, so I mean, we can keep it or we can move it a week earlier.
Or we could just leave it like 8 months. Well, how about those of you that are going to speak?
Yeah, do you have any comments on that? I'm not coming to that meeting.
I have a question. Was the holiday approved for 2009, 2010, or 2010, 2011?
I don't know exactly when it was approved, but they said it will most likely not.
So we'd be here anyway.
We're happy if we can move it to the 31st of August or something.
Alleviating
the trouble. Is this the problem for the staff? I know that you
get to staff. Staff, you just need me. Yeah. I don't care. Oh. I mean,
maybe a long weekend
for some people.
I
don't know. How do people feel?
I propose to change it to August.
I'll propose to change it to August 31st for you. Okay, we have a second. So, can we have a raise of placards for a vote in favor of changing September 7th to August 31st? Please raise your five. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor. Any opposed? One opposed. Any abstentions? 4 abstentions, so it passes. We'll change September 7th to August 31st. Okay. So, sorry, I kind of messed up here, but
sorry.
Actually,
you messed up. I messed up.
All right. So, can we have a motion on the the calendar as it stands now?
Motion to accept the calendar as it stands.
Okay. And a second?
Second
from Deandra. All in favor, please raise your placard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. Any opposed? And abstentions? 1, 2, 3 abstentions. So the calendar passes. All right. Excellent. Next item on the agenda is GPSA elections for next year, officers. So I will conduct the election through the election of the president, and then the new president will take over. So now outgoing members, you're no longer eligible to vote, and incoming members, this is your chance to vote. Although anybody, can anybody nominate?
Yeah.
Who nominated for officers? No, it's incoming.
I think it's only
incoming officers. You are eligible to nominate your officers. So I open up nominations for the Office of President, incoming officers. Brian. Okay, Nighthawk, you accept. Okay, we have a nomination for Nighthawk, and he's accepted. Do we have any other nominations for president? Seeing none, do I have a motion to close nominations?
Motion to close nominations.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye to close nominations.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Speech.
Yeah, do you want to say some?
This is my second year on in some capacity on the GPSA. My first year I was on what was the body formerly known as Council of Representatives. Last year I served on the Assembly. This past year I was the chair of the Finance Commission. I've been on the Finance Commission both years, so worked a lot with the budget. And I think I've got to know the Assembly pretty well this year through writing a few different resolutions on different topics, working with a few other people on resolutions. I've come to know the byline process well through working with you, and I look forward to serving you guys next year and soon body function.
Great. Okay. So then vote to accept Nighthawk as your new president. Please raise your placard if you are in favor.
I don't think
the new one's
got a placard.
Oh, raise your hand. Seth, did you have a bonus there? Oh, there you go. Okay, please raise your hand if you are in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did I count you already? Oh, okay. 10 in favor. Any opposed? Any abstentions? One abstention. Nighthawk, congratulations. And I turn the meeting over to you.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to go find a party.
Do we have any nominations for the Executive Vice President? You can nominate yourself or you can nominate another.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I'd like to nominate
Kristen.
since I know the intent of Brian to run for,
okay, so we're laying the nomination on the table for now. Do we have any other nominations for Executive Vice President? Shrish?
I'd like to nominate Erica.
Okay, Erica, well, do we have a second on Erica's nomination? Thank you. Erica, do you accept? Very good. Are there any other nominations on the floor for Executive Vice President at the moment? Kristen, do you?
I will ask.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Seeing none, I'd like to entertain a motion to close nominations for Executive Vice President. Second? Very good. So, Erica, would you like to give us a few words of introduction to yourself?
Okay. Yes, my name is Erica Gutierrez. I'm the first year of the internship and first year in city regional planning. I served as my representative for the non-voting part of the year, and I also served on the SA liaison and on the city hall planning. So, and I'm very involved. I feel like I signed you up for the challenge. I'm sure I have lots of learning.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Any questions? Seeing none, I would now entertain a motion to elect Erica as our Executive Vice President. So, I guess. Yes. Okay. So just say aye if we want to vote. Okay. Now raise your placards if you want to vote for Erica. Okay. We have 11 in favor. Any opposition? Any abstentions? Okay. So, okay. We have a new executive vice president. Now, I would like to open the floor for nominations for the vice president of operations. Okay, do we have a second for that? Okay. Brian, do you accept?
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations for vice president of operations? Seeing none, I'll take a motion to close the floor for nominations. Close the floor for nominations. Can we get... Okay, we got it over there. I'll take Ben in a second. Okay, so Brian, would you like to just say a few words?
You know me by now, that Sheriff in advocacy, and the past 2 years I've also been a member of the communications committee, so we'll be working together in that year. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Any questions for Brian? Seeing none, we'll now vote on approving Brian as the Vice President of Operations, GPSA 2009-2010. Please raise your placards if you are in favor of Brian being elected to that position. We'll go with 11 in favor. Any in opposition? Any in abstention? I'll count myself. Two. All right, so we have an executive council. I think now we elect. So we have a few other positions that we elect. We can elect them now. They don't all have to be elected, but we'd like to see as many filled if possible. So we have several committee chairs. We have an event committee chair, an advocacy committee chair, a funding policy committee chair, and a finance committee chair. So, is there any nominations for event committee chair for next year? Oh, by the way, if you're from the old assembly and not part of the new assembly as well, there's like something going on over there with the reception. So, you can feel free to, you know, if our administrative business is not your foremost goal in life, I'm observing. You can observe the refreshments instead. So, do we have any nominations for events committee chair? Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Trish, do you?
I think about it.
You can? Okay. Do we have any other nominations for events committee chair? Seeing none, I'll lay the committee chair on the table, and we'll take nominations for advocacy committee chair. Brian.
I'd like to nominate Preston for advocacy.
Do we have a second? Preston, first, you accept.
I think about that later.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations at the moment for advocacy committee chair? Seeing none, I'll move on to Finance Commission, the Chair of the Finance Commission. Do we have any nominations for Chair of the Finance Commission?
I'd like to nominate myself for Finance Commission.
Okay.
My name is Sylvia, and...
No, that's fine. I'll give you a chance to speak if we... Yeah, Sylvia. And so I'll give you a chance to speak if we have any other nominations. Are there any other nominations? Well, I'd like to nominate Asha. Or do you accept her? Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Fine. Okay, motion to close?
The motion to close nomination.
Okay. Do we have a second to close nominations? If you're in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Seeing none.
So we have two candidates for Finance Commission chairperson. If I give you up to 2 minutes to speak each, Sylvia, since you can speak first, since you were nominated first.
Well, I just want to maybe thank you for this commission and committee and try to serve the student body. I don't exactly have a lot of experience in that area, but I am the treasurer of the GFA, so I hear a record the situation, and because we have to apply for something, and so that's really the extent of my knowledge to the funding process. But I think I really have the energy and the commitment to serve the student body, and
thank you, Sylvia. I'll give a minute for questioning if there's any questions for Sylvia. Seeing none, I'll entertain up to two minute speech from Asha.
I'm going to take 2 minutes, but thank you. So I served on GKLAFC all of this year and worked closely with my caucus, the committee members, and Chicago Health pretty acquainted with all of the bylaws and funding allocation guidelines that are needed, and fairly familiar with the new changes that have taken place with the new change of having field funding allocation for graduate organizations, and I feel that's participating in it, and so I thought that, you know, continually having somebody who was on the committee last year and having continued knowledge for a program earlier would be a good transition.
Thank you, Asha. Are there any questions for Asha? Seeing none, Ari will come around with some slips of paper. If you are a voting member of next year's assembly, please raise your hand so Ari can give you a slip of paper. Please write a name, either Asha or Sylvia, on this piece of paper, fold it in half, and then Ari will come back and collect them.
Anyone need a pen? We got a lot of them
around. Did all voting members of next year receive one? Ari, I'll take one. Oh, and so while we're voting, in case some of you new members might not be aware, this is Amy O'Donnell of the Office of Assemblies and Ari Epstein of the Office of Assemblies. They help us out with a variety of tasks that we would be quite lost without. So, just introduce you. While we're waiting for Amy and Ari to tally the votes, I'd like to see if we have any determinations on advocacy or events chair. Suresh? So, Suresh accepts the events chair nomination. And do we have any word on if we have any nominations for advocacy?
I guess the guest
for that is definitely helps us. Okay. So the result is that Asha will be our next Finance Commission Chair. And we can clap. And so that's that one committee is taken care of. Now let's go on to events. Do we have, we have Suresh nominated for events chair. Do we have any other nominations for chair of events committee for next year? Seeing none, I'd like to entertain a motion to close nomination. Okay, very good. Second. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing none. Suresh, would you like to say a few words?
So I've been involved with the events committee this year, and so far they've recently been busy scheduled with having events. I would like to expand for next year on top of the grad night. Every month we have grad night out, and we also have a grad hall in the spring. On top of that, I'd like to go to the youth committee next year to do other things apart from night out work.
Very good. Any questions for Suresh? Seeing none, I will now vote. I'll entertain a vote on nominating Suresh for Events Committee Chairperson. If you're in favor of Suresh's nomination, please raise your placards or your hands. Next year we will. It's rather new, so. Eleven in favor? Opposed? Abstained? Two. So, Suresh is our new event chair. So we have one nomination for advocacy chair on the part of Preston. Do we have any other nominations? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the floor to nominations. Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Creston, would you, do you want to?
Sometimes I'm cranky, but you can have people in the best things in my heart, I guess. And I'll try to continue the tradition that Brian put up in here, really well and strong.
Thank you. Any questions for Creston? Seeing none, I'll now take a vote on appointing Creston to our chair for advocacy committee for next year. So if you're in favor of appointing Creston to advocacy chair, please raise your placards. 11 in favor. Those opposed? those abstaining. 11-0-6. So we have the funding, oh, please. Funding Policy Committee Chair. So Funding Policy Committee Chair is what Yuen did this past year. Do we have any nominations on the floor today? Correct. Okay. Dave, do you accept? Okay. Are there any other nominations for Funding Policy Committee, or I guess it's Appropriations Committee, based on the new charter that was just changed? So anyone for the Appropriations Committee Chair? Any other nominations? Nominate yourself, nominate someone else. Have you pondered, Dave, or do you want to still ponder? Okay. Do you accept?
Thank
you. Do we have a second, then, for Dave's nomination?
Second.
Okay. Dave, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. So my involvement with the appreciate the nomination.
Okay. And this will be a very important position next year for Dave because it's a byline funding year. So great. Do we have a I guess we'll just take a vote now on appointing Dave to this position. Please raise your placards or hands if you are in favor of appointing Dave as Funding Appropriations Committee Chair. We have 11. Those in opposition? Those abstaining? 11-0-2. And so we have filled out the Executive Committee and Chair. Yes, please. Now, there's other positions that we can take nominations for now. One of these people has to be a member of the Assembly. The other two positions are open to the student body at large, but we could take nominations for more than one person now. This is the University Assembly position. And so a University Assembly representative is someone that is a, I guess the university assembly is made up of representatives from all of the assemblies. So it has the GPFA, the FA, the employee assembly, and the faculty senate. And all those, they work together on large issues that affect the entire university community at large. So those are the resolutions they handle. And so is anyone interested in becoming one of the representatives, or does anyone want to nominate someone else or nominate himself or herself for university assembly representative? Preston.
I'd like to nominate
Okay. Ed, do you accept?
I'll take it.
All right. Okay. Do we have a second on Ed's nomination?
Second.
Very good. Any other nominations on the floor now? Nina.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay. Renia, so do we have a second on that nomination? Okay, very good. Do we have any other nominations at the moment for university assembly positions? One of these has to be filled by the assembly. The rest can be filled by other people, so we could fill it at a meeting subsequent to this. Sylvia?
I would like to nominate myself.
Okay, very good. Do we have a second on Sylvia's nomination?
Second.
So we have any other nominations?
I have a question.
Yes.
Can we fill both positions now?
We can fill all three positions right now.
Oh, okay.
And so we have to fill one from this body. The other ones can be filled outside of this body, but we can have as many as we want from right now. So we have three nominations. Do we have any additional nominations for University Assembly representatives? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the floor for nominations. Okay, and I have a second. Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, maybe if all three of you just want to say a few brief words about yourself. Ed?
Oh, sorry. Apparently you know me. I've been part of GPFA for 2 years. I sat on UA last year. So much as I must say, it deals with large issues that concern the campus. You know, this year, examining, looking at the funding for different building projects on campus. And UA also has authority over the campus code of conduct, which in my opinion is actually probably the most important issue to use in this sense. So I'm looking forward to staying with that, and I'll probably still work with transportation to the university campus. So if anybody has anything, if I do get on, contact me.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Ed? Seeing none, I'll give the floor to Bernita for a brief speech.
Hey everybody, my name is Bernita Westbender, and I'm a second year PhD student in the history of art and visual studies. And I'm interested in this committee because I feel that I can bring to the position a large perspective, having traveled different places. Having run into the South, having sort of a diverse voice, being interested in all types of organizations on campus, not just humanities, but those that fall in different fields. And just to give you an idea of my experience, I was one of the establishing, one of the founding members of the Graduate Women's Council at the AMA institution. So before that, there were no women's councils, but I was one of the first co-chairs of the Graduate Women's Council. And that year, we also had an undergraduate women's council, faculty women's council, as well as staff women's council. And that experience just taught me the benefit of collaboration. I like to say that the women's council at the university is diverse, so I'd like to be a part of something like that.
Thank you, Bernita. Any questions for Bernita? Brian.
Could you just say what time the meetings are?
I'm happy to come but I don't know.
It's Wednesday evening?
4:30 to 6 p.m.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions for Bernita? Seeing none, I'll now pass the floor to Sylvia.
Hi. My name is Sylvia, and I'm a third-year graduate student in electrical engineering. I'm interested in I think coming from China, I'm not very familiar. At the beginning, I'm not very familiar with democracy procedure here, but having been the Council of Drug Representatives for 1 year, I think I've learned a lot about this procedure, and I think because especially for graduate students, there are a lot of international students here, and I think my commitment in the University Assembly will be to try to represent the international student body and in the within the graduate students and try to look out for them and for their before them. So that's my that's my speech. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sylvia. Any questions for Sylvia? Brian.
Same as before, Wednesday.
Any other questions for Sylvia? Seeing none, I'm going to entertain a motion to approve by acclamation our three candidates for University Assembly. Okay. I guess I just have to ask if there's any in opposition. Seeing none. So that, I guess, officially concludes the meeting, but before asking for a motion to adjournment to go over to the reception, I'd like everyone just to go around, say your name, say what area you represent, so that's either social sciences, physical sciences, biological sciences, humanities, Johnson School, vet school, or law school. So say one of those areas, your name, and tell us one fun fact about yourself. So I'll start. My name is Michael Hawk Evanston. I represent biological sciences, and I enjoy surfing. So we can go on to Dave.
My name is Dave Walden. I represent Johnson School of Business, MBA. Fun fact.
Right. Yep, anything.
I can try to say anything.
Very good.
Hi, my name is Sylvia. You might already know, and I'm representing physical science. And fun fact, I watched the TV show Friends about 75 times.
That's an investment.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a peer vet student, and I have a group named Achilles, who's so handsome, and he has a lot of fun. It's my first year with him, so we're exploring
everything.
Okay. My name is Erica Gutierrez, and I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I'm sorry, I cannot think of a fun fact.
Los Angeles isn't fun, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know. I'm from Los Angeles, so it's a very entertaining city. I'll think of something later.
And what do you represent, Erica?
Oh, the Department of City and Regional Planning.
Social Sciences?
Yes.
Very good. Sreesh?
Hi, everybody. My name is Sreesh. I represent the Biological Sciences. I'm from here. Actually, no, fun fact about her is that within a year of being here, she went to more people in the program than I do. Fun fact about me, I grew up in four different countries.
Very nice. Asha?
I'm Asha. I'm in social sciences, and fun fact about me, but I got my cat cave today. It's a Persian, so it just shrank like 3 seconds.
Brian?
Brian Forster, physical sciences, and I love old school music, especially the line from my family.
Very good.
I'm John Brando from chemistry. I'm a big fan of skydiving, if anyone wants to go. Yeah, definitely. Some people.
Well, I'm Ken Hubble of the DSU. It's a great pleasure to know who the new leadership is going to be in the upcoming year. And I like to find that as far as.
Very nice. Rick?
Chris Park, social sciences representative. Fun fact about me, I am a
My name is Ben Hebner. I represent physical science, and I rather enjoy making beer.
Ooh! We might enlist your services for a GPSA meeting. Depends if you can mass produce. You can mass produce it that much. Chris.
I'm Chris Mansfield. I represent physical sciences, and I am currently reigning Thanksgiving and champion of my group of friends, able to gain pounds in 1 week.
8 pounds. Well played. Brilliant.
I'm Bermuda, and I guess a fun fact would be
when I went bungee jumping, for the first time, I was really, really scared, and then I sort of fell off the platform rather than jump, but then I wanted to do it, so I did.
Well, so you know a little bit about us, and now we should go learn more over some refreshment. So I have a motion to adjourn for the year.
Motion to adjourn for the
year. Second? Anyone in opposition? Guess not.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.